Ludwig von Mises, and so on. But students continued to read the poetry of Gerard Manley Hopkins, T.S. Eliot, Robert Frost, Wallace Stevens, Marion Moore, Alan Tate, Robert Penn Warren. The list could go on. If you don't know these poets or haven't read them, you're part of the reason conservatism is losing. I don't mean to politicize poetry, but what I'm suggesting is that the power of imaginative literature, including poetry, cannot be understated, as the broader culture is often derivative of literary tastes, texts, and conventions. I've been really encouraged by the fellows we have here today. So I've been doing this fellowship orientation program for many years, and I always end it with a poem, and it's a Robert Frost poem, and it goes, "It's stopping by woods on a snowy evening." You've all heard it. "Whose words these are, I think I know. His house is in the village, though. He will not see me stopping here to watch his woods fill up with snow. My little horse must think it queer to stop without a farmhouse near, between the woods and frozen lake, the darkest evening of the year. He gives his harness bells a shake to ask if there is some mistake. The only other sound's the sweep of easy wind and downy flake. The woods are lovely, dark, and deep, but I have promises to keep and miles to go before I sleep, and miles to go before I sleep." And I tell the students, you know, the speaker of this poem, it's an old man out in the woods alone with the horse, and it's tempting to just stay in the darkness. It's tempting to just give up. But it's this sense of obligation, this sense of purpose that leads us to keep going. And I say, look, you young people are in a tough world. It's hard for a conservative on a college campus at most campuses, but you don't despair. You got miles to go before you sleep. And I've been really, really encouraged by the conversations I've had with these young people. I was talking to one last night who's in cryptocurrency and all this, but she's classically educated and she's a musician. I was talking to one at lunch today who loves Shakespeare and had an edition of William Butler Yeats in her purse. And so we often complain a lot as conservatives about things that are wrong with the world, and sometimes we don't take enough time to celebrate the things we're doing right. And so I've been really encouraged and motivated and inspired by these young people, and I hope everyone will take the time to get to know them and talk to them, because you might find out they're smarter than you are. Well, so that I can't be accused of favoritism, I'm going to go sort of in the order in which everyone will speak. To my immediate left, we have Micah Maddox. Micah is the poetry editor at First Things and an associate professor of English at Regent University. His criticism has appeared in the Wall Street Journal, The Atlantic, The New Criterion, National Review, Humanities, and many other outlets. Previously, he was the literary editor at The American Conservative and a contributing editor to The Weekly Standard. Remember that? That used to be a thing. He is currently a senior editor at Spectator World. He is the author of The Soul is a Stranger in This World and the editor of the forthcoming anthology Christian Poetry in America Since 1940. Benjamin Myers was the 2015-2016 Poet Laureate of the state of Oklahoma and is the author of three books of poetry, Black Sunday, Lapse Americana, and Elegy for Trains. His poems may be read in the Yale Review, Image, Rattle, 32 Poems, Measure, and many other literary journals. He has written essays for several widely read magazines, including First Things, The American Conservative, Front Porch Republic, and Oklahoma Today. Myers lives with his wife and three children in Chandler, Oklahoma, and is the Crouch Mathis Professor of Literature at Oklahoma Baptist University, where he teaches in the Great Books Honors Program. His first book of nonfiction, A Poetics of Orthodoxy, was recently published by Cascade Books. Nayeli Riano is a PhD student in the Political Theory Program at Georgetown University. Her work is primarily on the development of 19th century Latin American political thought on the issue of nation building. She holds a master's degree in intellectual history from the University of St. Andrews and her BA in English from the University of Pennsylvania. She is also a writer and will be publishing a collection of essays titled Dwellings Far From Despot Fields, Essays on Faith, Memory, and Modernity this spring. So at this moment, I will yield the podium and become a glorified timekeeper and look forward to hearing our wonderful talks. Thank you. So please join me in welcoming Micah Maddox.